The Joyride.
It's time on a Wednesday, as always, to delve into that deep, dark world of conspiracies. And today, I can tell you, I brought along quite an interesting one. Have you ever seen Bigfoot? Have you ever? In the woods, when you went on a stroll?
Well, maybe in real life.
Yeah.
Heard about it. Sasquatch?
Not. Okay. Well, it seems like they have found Bigfoot, believe it or not.
35 to gear.
Well, this time it's not some furry, glazy picture in the background. This time it's actually DNA.
What?
Yes, craziness. A Texas veterinarian named Melba Ketchum now claims that after doing a large study on DNA samples they got from people that claimed they saw the Sasquatch and then actually got hair samples and stuff, they took all of these from around the world, about 20 samples that they found, and they ran these through a DNA sequencer, and now this paper is actually under peer review. It's an actual scientific study that's now being credited by other professionals, and once it's been under this peer review system, it will then be published in a journal, and then it will become scientific fact that they have now found a DNA sequence that suggests that the Sasquatch is a human relative that rose about 15,000 years ago. How crazy is this, eh? And she's not leaving it there. She's now saying she wants to fight for the rights of Sasquatches. Because
what
the
do you mean? Just explain that?
Yeah, she says that the DNA sequence shows that these were real living things, okay, and they were proto-humans, all right? So they were bipedal, let's call it, animals that walked upright, and they are still around today. They are just a species that doesn't want to be found, and she says that people should be prosecuted that hurt these Sasquatches in nature. She wants to fight for their rights in America at the moment.
Ek wil net weet hoe het mense wat so, hulle het nou vir Bigfoot daar sien loop, hoe het hulle die hare gekry? Het hulle dit gaan trek uit om uit?
Nee, kyk, obviously het jy nou iets daar in die achtergrond gesien. Mm-hmm. En jy sê, hoewel, wat's dit? Gaan kyk bietjie nader en sê, oe, hier is 'n klossie hare, kom ons vat dit. Hierdie is wat die vrou actually gesê het in 'n interview nadat hulle hierdie resultate vrygestel het.
Well, I was a skeptic. I did not believe these things existed at all prior to this study. Nobody has ever found another type of people that are living contemporary to us. I mean, they live right under our noses, and we'd never even were able to get proof of this until now. These are not just animals. These are a type of people. They don't want to be seen. They don't want to be found.
My thing is, if they don't want to be seen and they don't want to be found, shouldn't we just leave them alone? Why are we fighting for their rights? Why are we trying to bring them to the foreground? Maybe just let them be.
Yeah, but it's the same argument with those people that live in the Amazon forest. You know, somebody's got to fight for their rights, otherwise they're going to take away your forest. And then you're going to have nothing left.
Okay.
Valid point.
Be forced to wear a suit and tie.
Touché.
If you just want to run around naked in the forest, come on. Who doesn't want to do that? I want to go join their tribe. It sounds like a lot of fun. Get away from all this craziness. But hey, Sasquatch is real. We'll post the story for you online. OFM.co.za. Click on read and then entertainment.
The Joyride op OFM. Met Nico, Minka, Aaron, and JB in the achtergrond.